Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, and you can be a part of the show. It's very easy. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Carlos Ortiz alongside, and Marco Belletti on the updates. Giannis Antetokounmpo. We're talking about it. Look, this is one of those topics that I feel like when I personally talk about it, I come off like a whiny baby. You just heard the show open. I'm in Milwaukee. Let me just reset the table for people. Okay, can I reset the table? I'm going to reset the table. I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan. I never thought I'd see that team win an NBA title. They draft Giannis Antetokounmpo. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody knows what he is. Nobody knows how to say his name. Nobody knows how to pronounce it. Even still, I mean, Kevin Hart at two All-Star games ago was like, oh, Giannis, learn the name, dude. Learn how to say his name. The joke's played out. Antetokounmpo. It's easy. So, Giannis is here and he's like really good. And a lot better than you ever would have thought as a casual observer. I once made $600 on how good he was, too. That's a fun story. I was producing a show and the two guys that we're hosting, I said, you know, Giannis is going to be an MVP someday. And this was like his third or fourth year in the league. So, yeah, I think signs were there. And I thought they'd agree with me. And they're like, what? MVP? So I bet him. I said, let's bet $100. And so one guy said yes. And then the other guy goes, yeah, I want 5-1 odds. And I was like, okay, okay. So then he gave me $500. So that was good. Now, I eventually, if I tell the story, I do have to say that I eventually then re-lost that $500 to him in various bets for the next couple of years when we were doing a show together. So I do have to say that. That is part of the story. He makes me say it every time, so I'm happy to say it. But, you know, Giannis is here and people realize he's good, so what do people do? Do they celebrate the fact that the Bucks have a marquee guy? No. They try to get him out of town. Let's get Giannis out of Milwaukee. Milwaukee doesn't deserve him. This is the Milwaukee Bucks we're talking about. This is the team we screwed over in the 2001 NBA Finals to make sure Allen Iverson's Sixers could get in to play the Lakers. This is the team Scott Williams had a random suspension in game five. Okay. Made no sense. So let's get him out of here. And then Giannis signs an extension. He resigns. Then it continues. Oh, the Bucks are never going to win a championship. Giannis has to leave. Then they win a championship. Oh, well, now get him out. Now he resigns again. He's put pen to paper three different times to resign. But this whole time, people are trying to get him out. This is one of the problems with the NBA. I don't think that Oklahoma City and Indiana being in the NBA Finals is getting lower ratings because of where they play. It's the whole ecosystem that the NBA has been built upon. That if you're in one of those cities, you're not equal to teams in bigger cities. And the Celtics and the Lakers, like, they've won half of the championships in the history of the NBA, just about. This is going to be the 79th champion. They've won, what, 35 of them combined? And then the Warriors won another seven. So that's three teams that have won more than half. That's a lot. So, yeah, they're the big brands over time. And when the Celtics and Lakers played in that NBA championship not too long ago, I was like, oh, my God, it's this matchup again. Wow. Yeah, sure. But there's 30 teams, and other teams are going to be in the league. The problem isn't so much that one team's from Oklahoma City and the other's from Indiana. The problem is when those teams have players, you try to get them on the other teams. L.A. always needs a star. Boston needs a star. Miami, you got to go. Heat culture. Well, Miami, what kind of heat culture is this? They won. They Eric Spoelstra, greatest coach in the league, never won a title without LeBron James. Remember that. Been to a couple NBA finals, but haven't won without LeBron. So we're trying to get him to all these different places. But it was different. It was different. Why is nobody trying to get Ja Morant out of Memphis? Why was nobody trying? Nobody was trying to get Luka out of Dallas. Look, they're not a small market, but are the Mavericks a premier team? Are they a marquee team? Why is nobody trying to get Jokic out of Denver? Nobody tries to get Jokic out of Denver. It's the same thing. Why are you trying to get Giannis? Are we gonna try to get Halliburton? Nobody's trying to get Halliburton out of Indiana. Nobody's trying to get SGA out of Oklahoma City. It was different with Giannis. And it was very it's very mean is the way to put it. It's very mean. It's very mean. It's, oh, he's got to get out of there. He's got to go. You Bart, you don't know what you're talking about. Giannis is leaving. Get him out of there. So why am I bringing all this up? Well, Giannis did an interview with Coast to Coast Brazil. And he was talking about the NBA Finals. And he said, two great teams made it there. Two great teams. Indiana, with my friend Pascal Siakam, is reaping its rewards. And on the OKC side, you've got the MVP right there. I'm rooting for some good basketball. That's it. The finals are something else. I hope to be back soon with the Bucks. That's a pretty decent-sized hint that he's not going anywhere. Brian Windhorst of ESPN said the Bucks are not making calls to trade him. Teams don't feel like it's worth their time to make a call on him. So these Photoshop jerseys with him on the Knicks, this team up with him and KD in Toronto. I need to know why. I really do. I told you my goals in my life earlier tonight. I want to live long enough to see my kid hit the big milestones. I want to live long enough and be able to work where I can afford a retirement where my wife and I can enjoy ourselves. I'd like to get revenge on all my enemies, and I'd like to make sure that I never see the Vikings win a Super Bowl. Those are my goals in my life. That's what I'd like to accomplish with the rest of my time, what precious time we have here on this rock. That's what I'd like to accomplish. I guess another one would be to figure out just why people are so mean. They're just so adamant, too. For 10 years, it's been happening. And then when Shams comes out with the report, because if he was ever going to get traded, this is the offseason to do it. If Giannis is ever going to get traded for the Bucks, this makes sense for... You could say it makes sense for Giannis if he wants to go somewhere else, if that's what he wants, if he wants to win. If he wants to have the best chance to win right now for next year, it's not with Milwaukee. Now, long term, he could probably win again if they do it right. They've got a hole to kind of dig out of. But they could do it again. But it's not going to come next year. So if Giannis is like, I can't afford to waste a year. I'm trying to get that second ring. I can't afford to waste a year. I'd like to go somewhere that I have a better chance. Okay, if that's what he wants, you know, this is his life. And for the Bucks, they don't got a lot of trade assets. And they've got $55 million wrapped up in a guy who's rehabbing. One nice trade asset would be Giannis Antetokounmpo. You get a lot for him. But even these trade proposals that these people are working through, they're terrible. They're terrible. It's almost as if the Bucks need to get 50 cents on the dollar if they're ever going to trade them. How dare you? How dare you think that Milwaukee deserves a good return? You see this Luka trade, it was for garbage, with all due. And now you're offering less than that for Giannis? Oh, the Knicks can get him. With what assets? You need tons of picks. You need young players. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'd say he's the odds-on favorite to win the MVP this upcoming season because his team's going to not really be good, and he's going to go for, like, a triple-double every other night. So you're just going to give me one first-round pick and a player? That's asinine. So I don't understand why people will still see this report and say, no, no, I'm telling you he's leaving. People on our network, Bill, will tell you he's leaving. He really thinks he's leaving. And it's not just him, but he referred to me the other day, and so I had to refer to him back. But it's a lot of people that are just telling you, and he's giving you no indication that he wants to leave at all. So I just don't understand. So if this was the first time that it made sense, and Shams reporting that's the first time he's open to it, well, is that even right? First, if it's the first time, that invalidates all the other time. That was a waste of time. What were you doing? And then now, because he's going to stay, presumably, then you're just going to take a season off and fire this back up next offseason? At some point, give it up. I'm not guaranteeing that he's going to be a Buck for his whole career. You don't know what's going to happen. But he, I think, values the opportunity to maybe be a one-team guy. You know, the few that have been able to pull it off. Nobody that he looks up to more than Kobe Bryant. And outside of, you know, being drafted by the Hornets or whatever, he stayed with the Lakers his whole career. And there was an opportunity where he could have been dealt. I think Giannis wants that. Also, somebody listen to me. I see this man in the community with his family, and he is unbothered. That is not nothing. Yeah, it's a big joke. Oh, I see. But I'm serious. This guy's just in the community. Oh, look, it's Giannis. You go to a new team. You know what it's like to go to a new team, the level of expectation? Even like Damian Lillard coming to Milwaukee from Portland. He showed up, Pfizer Forum, first day. All of a sudden, word of mouth, there's 5,000 people in the concourse outside waiting for him, just to see him. And then he goes around town, and then the expectation on him is like, hey, you're not delivering like we thought you would. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm not, again, I feel like I always come off sounding like, wah, 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 wah. I'm asking a question. Nobody will answer the question. Nobody has ever, and it's got to be one of these people that have been driving it. It's, why are you so adamant on him leaving? Why are people screaming all the time with 100% confidence that I'm wrong? And why will you continue to do it when you're proven wrong time and time again? Look, if Giannis leaves at some point, that doesn't validate a decade of saying he's going to leave. That doesn't validate you. You can't be wrong for 10 years and then the broken clock hits what time it is and then you're right. You can't say, oh, Giannis is leaving, and then four contracts later he leaves and then be right. That's not how it works. I just need someone to try to tell me what the hell's going on. Other NBA news and notes that are fun. Jake Weinbach over at NBC Sports, SINL, among others, thinking that the likely destination for Kevin Durant could be San Antonio, potentially a trade with Devin Vassell, Harrison Barnes, number 14 overall. If they can get rid of that for KD, I even think that's low. It's Kevin Durant. I know he's 37, but... And Kevin Durant apparently wants to go to San Antonio among some of the options that he's being proposed. Now, I'm sure the Knicks think they're going to trade Karl Anthony Towns for him. I don't know. I feel like Karl Anthony Towns is getting way more slander than deserved. I was told Kevin Durant and Giannis have talked up about teaming in Toronto. I don't know where that came from. But the Spurs may be an option for Kevin Durant. And then the Celtics, who are in kind of a similar situation as the Bucks, as they have one of their superstars that is on the shelf. For the Celtics, though, it's as if Giannis was hurt. I mean, Tatum's their guy. Kevin O'Connor saying the Celtics could be open to trading anyone but Jason Tatum. Most recently, I've heard they're open to trading anyone but Tatum, but it is conflicting. So maybe some people say yes, some say no. That would include Jaylen Brown. Open to anyone would include Jaylen Brown. It does sound like they're trying to move Jrue Holiday, potentially for a first-round pick. Maybe. I know a team like the Kings is desperate for a point guard because they trade all theirs away. Remember, Tyrese Halliburton was on that team, but they traded him. This would be like if the Bucks had Giannis hurt, and the Dame would be traded in a minute. So the Celtics, they also have new ownership who doesn't want to like pay this large tax if they're not going to get anything in return. Speaking of a championship, and you got a down year. You know, the Celtics, them losing Tatum, they've got more trades that are probably coming anyway. Is Porzingis going to get dealt? I think he's on an expiring. Al Horford's probably gone. Jrue Holiday might have a year and a half left, or a year and then an option. Here, I'll look this up. Jrue Holiday's got two years and then a player option. Porzingis expiring. Derek White's 3 years and an option. Sam Hauser, for some reason, is going to be making $10 million for the next 4 years. Yeah, and then Al Horford would be a free agent. Luke Kornet as well, just for those scoring at home. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll get some of your calls coming up here. There is a LeBron quote that I wanted to visit about revisionist history as well, so we can do that coming up at some point. 888-710-4476. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
I mentioned Kevin Durant last segment. A lot of people mentioning Kevin Durant today, and Kevin Durant responding to a lot of people today, talking about his legacy, where he ranks, how he is not a tennis player, that it's a team sport. One of my takes on Kevin Durant is he would go down as the greatest basketball player of all time if he played in like the 70s or 80s. I just feel like he's constantly in defense mode, it feels like. Always on Twitter and burners and, you know, oh, I got to do this. I got to get a championship, so I got to go to Golden State. Or now I got to go do it somewhere else. I go to Brooklyn. And I don't know. I feel like his career would be a lot different if social media didn't exist. And not just because he's on it, but the conversations that get driven. There's a lot of things that get talked about in this world on a bigger scale because we don't just talk about them with our small group of people. We blast our opinions into the world. You know? And what's the difference between people getting on social media and saying stuff or me saying something on the radio? Well, in the old days, I used to have more power because I would have been one of the few people to broadcast to this many people. Now you just open up your phone and you can be a celebrity. I go to school just to try to get a job. Just so I can bitch about Giannis. Al's in Arizona. 888-710-4ISN. Can you take Al? Can you get Al?
I'm here. Can you
hear? Hey, Al. Yeah, my thing is all dumb. What's up?
Well, how you doing?
Good. How you been?
Been a long time. Doing all right. You know, I just want to just share that I don't know about anyone else, but I find that this NFL season can be pretty exciting. I think we're going to see a lot of teams that are up and coming that are going to go to the next level, and some other teams that have been there for years that maybe are not going to be as good. I don't think the Chiefs are winning their division. I think the Chargers have a legitimate chance to win not only the division but the Super Bowl.
Do you want to go a step further? Carlos says they're not making the playoffs.
Well, okay. I appreciate the differences of opinion. Jim Harbaugh, if you look in history, he is just as good of a defensive coach as he is as an offensive coach. Most of his teams are top 10 in defense. It doesn't matter if it's at Michigan or San Francisco or the Chargers. He has an influence on the defense. It's amazing. And Herbert is going to get his second season learning under him. He didn't have – last year they barely had anything as far as receivers are concerned. I think the Chargers are absolutely Super Bowl contenders. And I'm not, and it's not like, you know, like a pie in the sky type of thought, because they had the best defense in the league last year. They made the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they were one of five win, you know, season last season. Other teams that I think are going to surprise – Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
I think that their quarterback is one of the more exciting. Last year, he was great at the end of the season. Their head coach is just horrible, okay? As far as his whole time management thing, he's horrible. He is. But I don't think he's going to bring the team down. I think that Zach Robinson's a good offensive coordinator. Defensively, they're fine. But they're a really good young team, obviously. And, I mean, everyone knows that on paper, but they just got to go over the next time. I really think they're there. I think Baker Mayfield had his best season as a pro last year, and I think that the Buccaneers are not going to make the playoffs next year. Liam Cohen.
Oh, that's good. I'm talking to Al here. Usually your takes are so far out of left field. you're like saying things that make sense. I think the Buccaneers, well, if they don't win their division, I don't know. I still like them.
The Falcons are definitely, I think, a stronger team.
I agree with you on that. I like Atlanta for next year.
Carolina Panthers upgraded their defense. If their defense is decent, just top 15, top 18, their head coach is really good in terms of offense. I think they're going to surprise. I really do. And obviously the Saints people think is going to be one of the worst teams in the league, and it's understandably so. Why? I just don't think that division's going to have a wild card team. And the Buccaneers last year, Liam Cohen's great. He took their team to another level. He's gone. And I think they're going to come down to earth, and you're going to see other teams. I don't think the Chiefs are winning their division. I don't even think they think possibly the Eagles are going to win the East. I really think the Cowboys have taken themselves to another level. And I know these are total shots flying in the dark. You know what I'm saying? Flying out there.
But sure.
That's why I think this is going to be a really good season, because there's going to be a lot of parity. I mean, being a Bears fan, if you want me to be like as far as like, you know, if you think that I'm not objective, I don't think the Bears are necessarily making the playoffs next year. People all think that the Bears, oh, Caleb Williams is going to throw for 4,030 touchdowns. I'll believe it when I see it. And Ben Johnson hasn't won anything until he's won something. So I still think the Packers are the team to beat in the North. I really do. Healthy Packers are the team to beat. Detroit regresses. The Vikings' defense is great. And their trade for Jordan Mason was amazing. I think the Vikings are going to surprise. They don't need J.J. McCarthy to light it up. Just be serviceable.
All right, Al, I can't let you do all 32 teams. I got to let you go, but I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's Al in Arizona. I think a lot of that made sense. I'll never quit the Cowboys. I'm an idiot. I always think they're going to be good. Wherever you put Dak Prescott, I've got him two or three spots higher, maybe even four or five if you really go low. I think he's top 10. I like Dak. I think Dak is good. I think if he's on a different team, you would too. Now, how will Brian Schottenheimer do? That's the big question there in Dallas. The big Packers news today was after they cut Jaire Alexander, they took their wide receiver 5, Bo Melton, and lined him up at cornerback today, number 80. So if you see a number 80 in the backfield, hey, if Travis Hunter can play two ways, why can't Bo Melton? I believe his brother is a cornerback, Max Melton. Yeah, he plays for the Cardinals. Yeah, and he's pretty good, right? Second-round pick? Sure. Runs in the family, maybe? Why not? With the Bears. I'm in on Caleb Williams. My concern with the Bears is more Ben Johnson than Caleb Williams. Now, I think that Caleb Williams will not run into the same issues he had with the incompetent coaching staff from last year. But I don't know what Ben Johnson's going to be like as a coach. But I don't think Caleb Williams is bad. I probably like him more than the average Bears fan does. And I think they feel still good about him. But then you watch Jaden Daniels and you're like, oh. Nothing's written there. I don't even think we can declare the winner between Bryce Young and CJ Stroud yet. I really don't. Brandon's in Chicago. Brandon.
Hi, I just have one little issue about the word, which we use the word real in reference to professional wrestling. These are some of the most gifted and versatile athletes, and they do some amazing things. And I prefer scripted, and I like when you share your stories about your son. He sounds like a great kid. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, way to drop that in there. I appreciate that. Yeah, when I say WWE or wrestling's not real, like, they're not just, like, pantomiming, you know, scripted. The results are predetermined. There's a lot of calling different things on the fly, and there's, you know, you still have to be athletic. It's a production. So, yeah, I meant to clarify that, and I didn't, and I should have, and here we are. In today's, this in AI news, Yahoo's getting a lot of smoke today. Yahoo just fired a couple of, longtime writers. And people are like, what the hell is going on? Because Yahoo's cranking out articles. Why Jameson Williams is no longer a boomer bust fantasy option for 2025. The football stars are aligning for Jaden Daniels in 2025. Is the fantasy football hype around Chase Brown warranted? Let's investigate. Inside coverage, has the Detroit Super Bowl window closed? When you click on any and all of these articles, it says where the byline, where it would have the author's name, it says Yahoo Sports. And then it says, this article was written with the assistance of Cast Magic, an AI tool, and reviewed by our editorial team to ensure accuracy. Please reach out to us if you notice any mistakes. That's sad. So AI is writing these articles for Yahoo Sports. and they had two guys that they just let go of for that. And I think what's going to happen in these kind of cases is we're going to say, oh, this is terrible. But the clicks will still be on the website. People will then, you know, get the information that they're looking for. I just wish there was a way to, because AI can be, I understand where AI can be a helpful tool. As long as it doesn't take away, then that it's going to start to take away jobs. But then again, like computing's taking away jobs, and I don't know. I don't know. What the hell? What the hell are these kids going to school for? Where are the jobs going to be?
Learn how to build and write AI. Someone's got to service them.
So the rest of you
will be toiling away in underground sugar cubes.
So we're just going to be fixing robots. This is going to be the only job in America.
Yeah, and it's going to pay minimum wage.
All right. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Here's Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. LeBron James has a podcast, Mind the Game. And basically, it's him talking basketball in a way that's super smart, because there's a niche for that. He's probably right. I haven't met anybody, though, that I come across that listens to LeBron James' podcast on the regular. But he was doing it with J.J. Redick, and some me say that that's how J.J. Redick got the Lakers coaching job. Well, now he does it with Steve Nash. And I don't know if this opinion would be the same if they didn't win the championship that year. LeBron James has been with the Lakers for like a lot longer than it feels like. When did he join them? Was that 18? They had the four finals. He joined them in 2018. He's been with the Lakers for 7 years. Hold on. He's been with the Lakers. He's played with the Lakers for seven seasons. Yeah, so the first time in Cleveland, he played seven seasons. And then Miami four, and then Cleveland four more. So this is the longest stretch he's been somewhere consecutively now, as he's going to opt into that player option. $53 million. It doesn't need to take a pay cut and help the team. They don't need to do that. Just get your 53. Call it a day. They did win a title with LeBron James. He's won four titles. Two with Miami. One with Cleveland. Was he in eight straight finals? Miami went every year, right? Or did they not? I think they did.
Yeah, they won every year.
They win every year.
They went every year. They lost to want to.
Yeah, and then with Cleveland, he was there all 4 years. So he was in eight straight finals. Jesus. The only finals they won with the Lakers is the bubble, though, which when he's talking to Steve Nash, they have decided that bubble ball during the COVID year was actually the most pure form of basketball that was ever played. This from the Mind the Game podcast.
Some people say it's like the purest form of basketball, being in the bubble, like this experiment way. And then others like, oh, it's not real. At the end of the day, you're human beings competing. It doesn't matter if you're competing on the moon or in the bubble.
I agree with a lot of people say when it's the purest form of hoops, like it was strictly basketball. Mm-hmm. Like it is no, you know, we're all like, have the ability to do whatever we want in life. You know, we've made a bunch of money. We have all the access. you know, that was that's gone in the bubble. You can't just, you know, oh, I'm about to go to a restaurant, or I'm about to do this, or I have this. You can't do none of that. Like, everything in the bubble was strictly about basketball. And obviously we was there, you know, talking about a lot of the off the court things that was going on, you know, mm-hmm. social injustice, yes, and the police brutality and stuff, all that, rightfully so. But when the basketball portion was the focus, you know, that's all it was. Like, of all my championships I've won, that level of focus, like, if how long can you maintain your focus in order to get the job done? Because you have all the reasons, if you want to get out of focus, because you're so accustomed to a certain lifestyle that you like, the hell with this. Like, I don't want to do this. Like, why am I here? Like, I don't want to be a part of this. Like, this is not what, you know, I can't get a certain meal. I can't do this. I can't see my family. I can't lock in on, like, and you can very easily get out of why you're there.
I forgot I did that when I played the clip. New episodes on Tuesdays is what it says. So when the bubble happened, the Milwaukee Bucks were very good that year. And I remember somebody asked me, what would be the one thing to stop them from winning a championship? This was in like February. And I said, I don't know. This coronavirus thing in China looks pretty weird. And then the season shut down. The Bucks, yeah, they were 56-17. They got to the bubble and they did not look right. And then they lost to the Heat. The Heat made the final. But coming in as the number one team in the East, what I said about the bubble a lot was, this is going to be the basically everything LeBron said there, I was saying when I thought my team was going to win it. And the Bucks had not won their championship. They won it the following year. So this would have had to be real for me. Because we always say this was a Mickey Mouse title or it wasn't real. I mean, it was. I don't know. Was it real or was it not? It was real. It was real. They played it out. My thought was everybody's in the same environment. So it's not like one team has this weird lifestyle that they're living. And funny, LeBron talked about, I think you can't eat a nice meal three times before he said, oh, yeah, I miss my family. Clearly, this guy is used to, you know, whining and dining. Don't finish it. But then, after you saw it play out, like the Miami Heat, what I remember about them was they made like every shot possible. Their shooting percentage went way up. Because you get used to the sight lines or whatever, and they're different. And remember when the Lakers won and it was like dead quiet? But then again, we were watching basketball at 3 in the afternoon in October. Yeah, it's just I think we've memory hold a lot of that. I really think we have. Just that whole time. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has, and he talks about it all the time, but most of us. Remember when they invited the Phoenix Suns to play there and they went 8-0 in the bubble, but the only way they could make the actual playoffs was because they invited a bunch of teams. They invited 9 teams from the East because some teams were eliminated. And they invited 13 from the West, and the Suns couldn't make the bubble or couldn't make the playoffs, but they went 8-0, and they still didn't make the playoffs because they needed like a bunch of other things to happen. They ended up tying the Grizzlies, and they made the play-in because there was an 8-9 play-in. My parting shot tonight, the thing that I want people to remember about this show, is that I don't believe Aaron Rodgers is married. Aaron Rodgers is wearing a wedding ring. The reporters asked him, he goes, yeah, it's a wedding ring. And then someone said, when did you, and he said a few months ago. But there was never a confirmation. You know how Rodgers is with language. There was never a confirmation. I believe he's spiritually together in a marriage-type bond with a woman whose name is apparently Brittany with an I. I don't believe that Aaron Rodgers went to a courthouse and got a wedding license. I don't believe it. Marriage license. Thanks to Marco Belletti. Thanks to Carlos Ortiz. Thanks to you. Pat Boyle coming up next. I'm Bart Winkler. We'll be back tomorrow on The Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.